This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Now it's time for five questions from Aaron Suttles. This is what we call Aaron Asks.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Aaron Asks.
And it's brought to you every single day by Alabama Roofing Professionals. It's raining outside of our studio. That's a tough way to find out that you need work on your roof. Kelsey, who we all love, we work with here at Cumulus, she actually called Mike and the folks at Alabama Roofing Professionals. They came out. They called her yesterday, gave her the quote. She said, yeah, that sounds great. And they actually performed the work same day. Alabama Roofing Professionals. That's just a testimonial of the kind of company that they are. They're going to warranty their work. They can do repairs. They can put on a new roof. 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
Now, question number one, aside from all the measuring and running and jumping that the athletes at the NFL Combine will be doing this week in Indianapolis, they'll also be testing their mental acumen. They do what is called a Wunderlich test. And it's a time test. And that's the tricky part, is the time. You don't have as long as it takes you to complete it. How do you guys think that you would do on a Wunderlich test?
Not because good.
I took one this morning. It was just a practice one online. I don't know. It's not scientific, but I did pretty well, 97th percentile. So I've pulled one off for you guys. And I'm going to, just a couple of questions.
No.
They're not real hard, guys. But I think it's the time part of it.
It's how time you, thing.
It's how you respond.
About, I couldn't even read a ruler earlier in the show. I'm worried about answering these questions. We had a presidential trivia last week. I didn't get one of them.
All right, we'll just do one question. And this is the only one we'll do. A synonym of tenacity is chutzpah, ineptness, urban, or aptitude?
Aptitude? Chutzpah.
It's chutzpah, yeah. A synonym, the same meaning of tenacity is chutzpah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Which one, chutzpah or tenacity? All right, question number two. We don't do politics on this show for very good reason. But if you were a moderator, because it can, if you've ever watched a debate, it can get annoying. They're talking over each other. They're interrupting each other. Sometimes they won't answer the question that you've given them. How would you, if you were the moderator, make it so it would be actually useful watching it? Because I saw someone last night say that they would put them in a soundproof box and they get to answer the question, but when you control the mic, so if they want to talk over someone, you zap them and they're a soundproof box.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know why they don't do that or have a buzzer where you just can't hear them anymore.
Well, I mean, they can still talk over the mic. That's why you put them in a soundproof booth.
I'm saying you can cut the mic off.
You can, but you could still somewhat hear them.
Yeah, I would think the only way to realistically do it would be to have control of all the microphones on which ones you would turn off and on.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when the president gives I think it's at the inauguration when he has like that clear panel in front of him.
Yeah.
I would put those in between them, kind of like on Jeopardy. So maybe drown the noise out a little bit. I wouldn't box them in because if somebody else was yelling at them and they got frustrated, I would want that to come out. I would want to be able to use that emotion.
Yeah.
But I would try to drown out a little bit of it and then just control whose microphone was on.
Part of me would kind of want to get rid of the crowd, too, because I do think oftentimes, well, like you said, with they won't answer the question that's given. They'll just say something to cater to the crowd to get a response. So part of me to try and avoid that just to have them there. And that way they can truly answer the questions as opposed to
maybe playing off the audience.
Right? Yeah.
Why can't they do like they do at the Apollo?
Send the Sandman out?
Because of white?
Just like pull them off stage?
Yeah, pull them off stage.
That's
what you mean. Oh,
you have now failed to answer four questions. Bye-bye. I don't hate it, Landrum. I don't hate it. All right, question number three. Zion Williamson is listed on the roster at 6'6", 284 pounds. Bill Simmons this week has said he's been told that Zion Williamson is over 300 pounds and that he's the third heaviest player ever in the NBA, which I find hard to believe. And they say the two heaviest players of all time are Shaq, 324. I'm going to guarantee you.
Oliver Miller.
At the end of Shaq's career, He was over 324. I'm going to guarantee you that.
Big Country Reeves was in the NBA for a minute.
Oliver Miller?
Oliver Miller I'd have up there. Big Country Reeves. I bet Karl Malone was a lot heavier than people think because he was pretty shredded up for like a 6... What was he, 6'9"?
Yeah. They say Yao Ming was 310.
Well, he's six.
Like size of a small building.
And he's not Sean Bradley twig-like.
Yeah.
Gosh, Sean Bradley. Did he even top 220?
He was a thin fellow. How much do you really think? You think he's over 300?
I don't think he's over 3. How tall is he? Do they list him at?
6'6".
6'6".
No, not over 3. Barkley would be a great person to answer that question. Because I think Barkley would have known his height, his size, what he kind of was.
Sean Bradley was 7'6" and weighed 276 pounds.
See, that's so misleading at 276.
Yeah.
It's not the 276 that we would think of. It's I don't think he's 300. I could see him 285, maybe 290. Not 3, no. Because 6'6", because I've played with offensive linemen that were 6'6". Like, I played, Kendall Mack was 6'5 and a half. Like, Willie Anderson, who I've been around, he wasn't playing when I was still there. I think he's 6'7", and he's like 320. And I haven't been up next to Zion really close, but I've seen how big those guys are. Like, he's not that big. I mean, if he's 300, he's a left tackle in the NFL right now. Like, he's Orlando Pace if he's 300 pounds.
What was Barkley? What was Barkley back in his day?
He was what? They measured him 6'4".
Every time I've been around him, or out of shape Barkley. Everybody's like Barkley's 6'2", Barkley's 6'3", and then every time I'm around him, he towers over
me. Yeah, he's like 6'4", easy.
I'm like he's not 6'3". I think he's legit 6'6".
Yeah, 6'6" is probably.
I think when he was in
closer.
I think Philadelphia, he was probably playing around 270. I think Houston, he was probably 285. Yeah.
You think he never got down to 250, did he?
No. Maybe at Auburn his first year.
Right. Sonny ran him until he puked in the trash can.
All right, question number 4. Best fast food breakfast. And if you don't want to give the name of the restaurant, you can just give a product.
Well, it's real food fast, but I would go Birds and Burgers in Alabaster. Milo's is very, very good. But if we're going to take those two off the board,
Do you like fast food breakfast?
Occasionally?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, every time.
I knew you were going to say that.
There's nothing better than a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit. However, there are other things you can get at other places that I believe are better or maybe just serve a different appetite.
I've got to go to it every place. Like,
what's your go-to at McDonald's?
McDonald's is going to be the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
My go-to at McDonald's is a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. Also order hash browns and put it in the middle of the McGriddle. Because they give you like that hash brown wafer, like the hash brown patty, whatever that thing is.
The crunch on that's phenomenal.
That's why you put it in and the McGriddle beats everything.
Just because you get that sweet?
Dude, you're eating a breakfast sandwich on pancakes. Like, come on. I can't beat that. Yeah. But I will tell you this, it's not fast food. And I don't think I've ever shared this with you guys. And this is the epitome of a fat guy thing here. So I'm stepping out there a little bit. My go-to breakfast item that I've only probably done 10 times in my life is a breakfast taco from Waffle House.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It is a thing.
I think you have to concoct it.
You order a waffle. You order scrambled eggs with cheese. You order hash browns, however you want them. You order bacon, and you order sausage. You put that all on your waffle, and you fold it. And then you put syrup on it.
Clever
you
man.
You have a Waffle House
breakfast. You had me until you went syrup. You had me until syrup, but that's your thing.
You could put Tabasco on yours, whatever you like.
Yes, I'm liking that.
But I'm telling you, there ain't much better than that.
That's pretty good.
Those Oreos I made last night were better, but there's not much better than
that. By the way, the Hardee's biscuit and gravy, that was my go-to growing up.
I like their cinnamon raisin biscuits.
Is this stemming from Wendy's new breakfast?
Yeah, I saw that. Okay. All right, final question. It just was released by the NTSB or whoever controls this particular government organization that a wreck in California was caused by a guy with a Tesla on autopilot, completely ignored the vehicle and played a video game on his phone. The car ran into a concrete barrier, exploded. He perished, unfortunately. If you had a Tesla, would you ever use the autopilot function? I'm just too paranoid.
Not anymore.
Even before that, I wouldn't do it. I'm not saying I don't trust machines. Like the machines are coming to get us or anything.
Well, I mean, they obviously are.
But I'm not putting my life in something like that's hands.
I would love to say that I wouldn't, but I know good and well that I would.
You would.
Absolutely. And I've read the stories about construction concrete barriers in the interstate, and obviously the GPS doesn't pick that up, and they just ram right into the middle
of it. That's what happened with this guy.
No.
So it's... I mean, can you imagine if I had like an hour commute every day and I could just watch film the whole way in and my Tesla's driving me? There's no way I would not do that.
Do you watch film or sleep?
Depending on time of day.
Now, the GMC doesn't have the autopilot, but it's got the lane.
It does have the lane assist. Yeah, the lane assist. If I start to drift, the 2020 GMC Sierra from Royal Buick GMC right on 65 where it meets 31 in Vestavia, royalautomotive.net, it will sort of pull your...
NASCAR.
It pulls the vehicle back in to your lane. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But it can be... you can have problems if they're doing like a bunch of road work, right? Where does it detect...
I think it still picks it up.
It does?
Yeah.
I'm saying because, we got a lot of that around here.
The rains tore up some roads, too. A lot of potholes out there right now. And that concludes Aaron Asks.
And it's brought to you every single day by Alabama Roofing Professionals, alroofpros.com. Give Mike and the gang a call. They're going to warranty the work. Free inspections, 205-722-ROOF.
This is Three Man Front.